Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. We're talking Cattlemen's Congress with Bray Haven, up and coming in just a moment.
Full count, bases loaded, and the pitch.
Your kid hit that last home run?
Sure did.
A real powerhouse, huh?
Just like my John Deere 6 Series tractor.
Your what?
Handles whatever I need. Feeding, planting, heavy lifting.
We still talking baseball?
Sorry, I get carried away.
John Deere 6 Series Tractors. A team player built to handle whatever your operation needs. See your local John Deere dealer.
Cattle feeders, mark your calendars. September 17th is the deadline to take advantage of early registration perks and reserve your hotel for the 2026 TCFA convention. Join the Texas Cattle Feeders in Oklahoma City, October 18th through the 20th for dynamic speakers, valuable industry insight, and opportunities to connect with cattle feeders from across the region. This is your chance to gain fresh perspective, build relationships, and be a part of the biggest TCFA event of the year. Register today at tcfa.org. Cattlemen's Congress is on its way for 2027. Bray Haven with us today from Cattlemen's Congress, Executive VP. And let's maybe back up, first of all, Bray, and kind of talk a little bit about this last year, the one that happened in January of 2026. It seems that it has really proven itself that it's got staying power.
Yes, Ron, we just had our sixth show here in 2026, and every year we've seen some growth from adding breeds, adding sales. You know, really, we had a fantastic year. Our sales and entries were up across the board. Cattlemen's Congress continues to kind of prove itself as the place for purebred genetics to transfer hands, or, you know, just for commerce to happen, whether that's live cattle, genetics, embryos, whatever it might be. And so we had a fantastic 2026. The weather was really nice, and now we're getting into the season to gear up for 2027.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the things you're doing to make that happen.
Yeah, so 2027, we've already had some interest in adding some sales on site, and we're working with those folks. It's been really a fantastic response from people it just takes once for people, whether it's a sale manager or association, whatever, for them to come on site. They see what we've got going on at Cattlemen's Congress, the people that from Oklahoma and from the surrounding states that attend Cattlemen's Congress, they see that camaraderie and the interaction between the purebred industry and the commercial industry, and they want to be a part of it. And so we're growing on that. In 2026, we secured some funding through the state of Oklahoma to do some more renovations to the barns. I think that's really exciting and going to set us apart across the country as far as the number of head we're going to be able to have on site when we retrofit that super barn that many know as kind of that one of the newer barns on site, but it had some stalling setups that weren't exactly set up for where we could put cattle in there. And so we're going to retrofit some of that so we can start putting some cattle in there. And that'll give us the ability to house more cattle at one time. And as we get that connecting facility done, that was where the Jim Nork sat previously, that they're constructing now. Some call it the connector that's going to connect the super barn to the new OG&E Coliseum. Once we get that facility done too, along with the super barn renovation, it's really going to give us an opportunity to get more cattle there at once, have more shows, a little bit more condensed as far as the schedule goes. And I think it'll make the whole show feel bigger, more people there, give people an opportunity to do more commerce through sales and different breeds interact with the other breeds. And so that is really exciting and really a game changer as we look to not only 2027, but to 2028.
Tell me a little bit about what you learned year one with the OG&E Coliseum.
Yeah, so this was our first year in that Coliseum, and boy, it is a venue designed for livestock and equine events. So when the footprint of the facility, the actual arena size is a little bit bigger, gives us a little bit more room and flexibility to have those two show rings that we have in that show ring. The visibility from the stands is really nice. The ability to walk up, whether you're going up and going to a concession stand or taking a break or hitting the restroom, whatever it might be, the ability to walk up and still feel like you're a part of the arena. If you remember, any of you that may be listening to this, you remember in the Nork arena, you had to go out. Mm-hmm. So you didn't really still feel like you were part of the event. This, you still get to continue watching while you're standing in line for the concession stand. So that is just a real game changer. The venue is really nice. It's state of the art. It's more comfortable. The seats are wider. So that's really all aspects of it bode really well for livestock and equine events. And so it was exciting to be able to be in that. Now we're still dealing with a little bit of the construction that's going on. As we get the rest of that done, it's just going to be really nice. The flow is going to be nice. And really, there's not going to be a facility like it in the country.
I know that the connector is still being built. It won't be available for 27. I saw they've got steel up, so they're making progress.
Yeah, they're making good progress. The other thing that promenade is going to add is the ability to have a open concept trade show area that's heated and cooled, flat concrete. That's going to be really nice, and I think really give us an opportunity to expand upon that trade show, which we hope draws people in. You know, we're really trying to create an event here, not just a show, but an event. You know, we want people from the region to come in here and just walk through the barns, check out the trade show, do some commerce, and then experience the cattle show that's going on top of that. You know, we really try to promote not only the shows, but the sales and the other events that happen as well. And we continue to get interest from other breeds, to add aspects, whether it's a sale or, you know, some type of futurity, whatever it might be that some of these breeds do in other places where they can do it all in one place. And this be their big event for the year, and that's really what it's turning into.
Bray Haven with Cattlemen's Congress. The 2027 event will be the 3rd through the 13th of January. 25 beef breeds, a bunch of sales. It's going to be another great, great event. The details at cattlemenscongress.com. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's the 27th Annual Oklahoma Angus Association Gathering Sale, Saturday, September 5th, at the Carroll Cattle Company, formerly Saddler Ranch, sale facility near Perkins, Oklahoma. 70 elite registered Angus females on offer, along with 100 spring calving commercial bred heifers. You can check out the catalog, you can check out all the videos at mcsauction.com. That's the 27th Annual Oklahoma Angus Association Gathering Sale. You can call sale manager Matt Sims for more information, 405-641-6081. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.